Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Carolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10.
Another curve for Sam Gong.
Revive and redesign your homes with Spaces for Living sale. Pickers is a former floor man. Off the record time, the floor is yours.
G'day. Let's start off with the pipe, Dwayne Russell, and his midday madness. This is Darren from Doreen. I think he's doing a bit of housework.
Well, Darren in Doreen, what can you do, Darren?
Oh, sorry, Dwayne. I'm just doing the vacuuming while I listen to you.
He's doing some vacuuming while he was making his call.
It's good time management, I think. If you're on hold for midday madness, the line's very busy. You've got to get something done whilst you're waiting.
Yeah, absolutely you do. Alex from Beaumaris couldn't get the pipe's name right.
Uh-oh.
Alex in Beaumaris. What can you do, Alex?
Yeah. How are you, Dean? Now, that guy...
Dean.
They're getting further and further away. I mean, it's...
your very next caller was in tears laughing. He rang in to say something. He goes, I'll never... That's a newie, Dean. And you know what the pipe does, to his credit? He doesn't even pull them up.
No.
Doesn't he even pull the callers up when they get his name wrong?
Because it's hard to say these days whether people are doing it just to make these segments.
Well, there's a bit of that, I think, too.
Or it's a genuine slip-up.
Exactly right. Now, we know he's a word magnet. See if he can pick up his keyword here.
One thing I'm looking forward to tomorrow, though, I'll be here tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the battle tomorrow on Fireball Friday.
This is the original one tonight.
Sorry.
Hey, Dwayne, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about another great weekend of footy starting tonight. Should be a ripper tonight. Who wins tonight? Should we start with tonight?
Sorry, he's a word magnet. There's no doubt about that. Speaking of word magnets, Laura Kane was on the other morning on breakfast. See if you can pick our favourite catchphrases here.
We'll continue to look at it, but we've made so many changes. We're looking at it. Yeah, we've been looking. So we'll continue to look at it. We've had a really good look around the world. Absolutely. We look at all of those mechanisms. We're looking at that with the Next Generation Academy. We're looking at it. We're really open to it.
Okay, so they're looking into things at the AFL.
They're like that annoying customer that comes in every week, the AFL. Can I help you? No, just looking.
Just looking.
Just browsing. They're tie-kicking.
She's doing a good job.
No, she is. She's a star, Laura Kane.
Yeah, I think the whole crew in there is going well. Right, Andy Marr. Now, we talk about, you know, if you bring up, he says, you know, Sam from
Elwood.
Sammy, how are you? You know, it'll be, or Samuel or something. This was a newie, though, the other day when Adam called in.
Adam's in Wantirna South, however. Adamo, good afternoon to you, young fellow, me boy.
It's not even the same thing.
Adamo.
It's not even the same thing.
All right. He gets his wires crossed a little bit here when chatting about the cricket.
It's no surprise and secret the West Coast Eagles are bereft at the moment. But the absolute disrespect that Fraser McGurk
West Indies,
showed.
You mean?
Who?
You said they're bereft.
West Indies are bereft.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
it's
said
no
the
surprise.
West Coast Eagles.
Oh, did I?
Talking about cricket in the West Coast instead of the West Indies.
That's how bad the West Coast are going at the moment. They're just permeating to other sports.
Now, Gazy, he gets Dean Vickerman's name wrong here. And yes, you asked for it, Gazy, you're it. You get it.
Dean Vickerman.
He said, oh, I reckon that'll pop up on the Saturday morning. Absolutely, it did, Gazy. There you go, old mate. But he wasn't probably at his sharpest here before chatting to Finey on Thursday.
Well, I can imagine that regular.
This was his theme song.
Of course,
this was his theme song.
Well, that's probably why we're playing it, mate.
Or it might have just been a remarkable coincidence.
Are you serious?
I'm sure.
No, I think Rod's probably done that fully cognizant in the knowledge that Mark Fine is about to join us.
That's why they played his Stinger.
Finney's final siren back during the footy season after the Friday night footy. It's been long asked for from the SEN family, and those calls have been answered.
And to be fair, in Hatchie's defence, he has been trying to make it happen for a couple of years. But anyway, it's all fitted now.
Of course,
nicely.
It didn't hurt my feelings at all when I'd get about three of those messages a night when I was doing the night show. Bring back Finey.
Bring back Finey.
Absolutely, and he's back.
There you go. JD Hayes wasn't aware here. He was on. He was live on racing.com this week. It led to a bit of an awkward moment.
Yeah, like it's well documented, working with brothers, we probably lacked the professional touch. I reckon I lost the phone.
He's lost his earpiece.
This isn't live, is it?
The festival of racing.
This isn't live, is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely, it is. Newsreader on SBS didn't quite nail the pronunciation here.
And in cricket, Australia is bowling first at Manuka Oval.
A little ground called Manuka. And what about the corn here? I mean, he's from Adelaide. We give him half an hour slack because he's from Adelaide. Mm. Here we go. This is the corn.
Quickly, let's take a look at Tim O'Connor's best bets at Cranbourne on Saturday night.
Cranbourne.
That's been a regular slip-up for him, though.
It has.
So we can't really give him any leeway anymore because it's been brought to his attention on numerous occasions that he's getting that one wrong.
It was like when Mel from Malvern was calling in. Mel from Malvern. Because they call it Malvern over there.
Yeah.
That's what they call the suburb of Malvern, which we call it. They call it Melvin. Sorry, Monique Jews. It's one of our girls. Makes a bit of a blue here.
The earth moved for many Victorian residents with an earthquake hitting overnight. The 4.3 magnitude shaker hit near Leongatha in the Gippsland region.
Leongatha.
I'd love to have a little bit of... The panache put on their name like that. I think she was doing them a favour.
Well, this was Hutchie's lowest moment, I think. He took it with great humour last week. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. The chair had had enough, and this is what happened in front of a lot of people too.
With the APCO app, it's easy to do and a wonderful way to engage with APCO. That's the second
step. Oh, no.
More off the bench.
Oh, Craig's
right
gone
this.
Down. We've lost a soldier. Poor old Rats was sitting on the chair, and there was like hundreds of people there too. It's not like it was missed by too many. The chair just collapsed.
What's really heartwarming in that, Pickers, is your genuine concern for his well-being. I mean, you really rushed to his aid.
He went down with his legs were splayed like a giraffe. Like a big giraffe.
He was all akimbo.
You should have seen him trying to roll over to get up. Oh, gee, what a sight it was. If only someone was recording it.
Boss, anyway. If you're still listening, I would have rushed your aid very quickly.
As if he's listening. He left at 3:30 in the afternoon. Like, where's he rushing off to?
Hey, commitments.
Oh, commitments.
A lot of commitments.
What a lot of rot. Hutchosaurus time.
On Off the Bench, it's time to consult the Hutchosaurus.
You had a close call today. Lucky I found some Palmolive. I'm the last of the philanthropists.
I have to need barbecue. And on 11, Rocky? Is it Rocky or Rake?
Oh, the old Hutchie. He's a gift that keeps on giving. This was last week on the show. He's combined a couple of words here. His first week back after having a break, and he's made the newspaper.
Dominated the tennis, he did. He was sensational.
He was fansational.
So, just a little marry-up there of fantastic and sensational.
Yeah, so we'll give it one more go.
He's pushing the language boundaries.
His first week back after having a break, and he's made the newspaper.
Dominated the tennis, he did. He was sensational.
He was sensational. And this was him earlier this morning.
Well, he got goated into a name drop.
Goated?
So he got greatest of all time into a name drop.
He got goated.
Wow.
Oh, he makes me laugh.
That's extraordinary.
For a very intelligent man, he's quite the dope at times. Right, Bill Orry time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on form.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it.
Righto, three today. I did like this one. Sorry, just before we get onto the Bill Lorries. Andy on the mower said that I've got a word magnet name too. Barking.
Oh, yeah, you got stuck on that.
I did. Cricket commentator the start
of the jaws of life to separate you from,
I know.
From that word.
Cricket commentator the status.
Bharat is gone for 17
caught by Bashir off Rehan.
The youngsters repaired each other the favour this time.
I don't know who that...
Comment. It's Harsha Bogley, isn't it?
No, it wasn't him that made the slip up, though.
Oh.
It was Harsha at the start, but just have a... We'll give that one more go and we'll see if we can work out who it is.
Bharat is gone for 17, caught by Bashir off Rehan. The youngsters repaired each other the favour this time.
It's a pop.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's a pop. Yeah,
on second bite, there's a distinct difference between the Indian and the English accent.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Spider Colbert came on for a chat last week, gave us a Bill Laurie.
No, yeah. We're over the border, mate. It's good, actually.
Yeah, good, good.
Sharp. South Bendigo's finest, one of.
Yeah, Lee Colbert, very, very good player and a very good McDonald's licensee, too. Ian Smith, just to finish us.
Of course, and it's so funny. You can't help but laugh.
He gave us two.
Double down.
I love Smithy. Love Smithy. He's a bloody good commentator. That's what he is.
By the barest of margins, that'll stand the test of time. Extraordinary. He is a star and a big part of the SEN family at the moment. They've got Test cricket hat. Well, I don't think I'll call what they're doing over there at the moment Test cricket, unfortunately. That's not New Zealand's fault, but it is South Africa's fault.
Well, certainly not New Zealand's
fault.
That's
a disgrace.
South Africa have sent across it.
Absolutely disgrace.
I've heard of two players. Peterson I've heard of, and who was the other one that I thought of? Yeah, I've heard of you, but the rest of them I'd never heard of. So anyway, that's what's happening in world cricket at the moment. West Indies, you saw that team they had on the T20 team last night. A lot of big names in that side. Holder and Russell and all these guys. None of them are playing Test cricket.
Jason Holder was at the Callaway launch that I was at on Monday during the week and very disappointed not to win the longest drive at 3.15. It was only Dan Christian that bombed one 3.24.
A couple of name drops there. Got them both.
I could do the rest of the show. Pickers, at this Callaway event for the new AI Smoke driver,
I could
spend the rest of the show dropping names.
I get it.
Ponting, Finch, Rewalt.
I get it, you're playing.
Hargrove, well, no.
You've already done that. Yeah. I get it that you're playing golf today with the Callaway boss. Well done. You're pelled up with the boss. But the way...
We're playing comp today too. So.
Playing comp. Good luck with that because you've got to be teeing off at 12.45. We're in Collingwood.
It takes 47 minutes to get there.
You're going to get to Cheltenham to be on the tee at 12.45.
The second time there, the first time I was there, I hit someone else's ball that just happened to be this bloke's best mate. I'm playing with him today. I then hit a ball that almost went up the bum of the president. I didn't get off to a great start at Cheltenham. I've got a bit of ground to make up. Darren's called from Doreen. Daz, who was... I'm having a chat with Dwayne earlier. He might be the man guilty of doing the housework pickers when he was chatting to the pipe. Darren, hello.
Hey, boys, come on. Yeah, when you got your missus on your back all morning because all you've done is super coach all morning, then she's going to me, you've got a vacuum. I freaking pick up the vacuum and I think, no, I want to talk to Dwayne about the, prices at the cricket. That's terrible. So I'm vacuuming, trying to get it done. And then all of a sudden, usually it takes like 30 minutes as it did with you guys to get on. He all of a sudden wants to talk to me. So I thought, Jesus, I better put this vacuum down. And I didn't realise that you boys were going to freaking catch me out.
We catch everything, mate. There's nothing that's missed in this off the bench program. Don't worry about that. Hey, thanks, Darren. Good for the good stuff calling in, mate. Well done. Keep vacuuming. Make sure your house is clean.
Yep, and if those floors are too dirty, then you can transform your home with Spaces for Living, Revive and Redesign sale at Choices Flooring, offering 20% 20 plus discounted styles. We are at Macca's in Collingwood for their 50th birthday. The 50 cent cheeseburgers are starting in about 8 minutes' time. We've got more off the bench after this.
Tonight, who wins tonight? Tonight. Should we start with tonight?